Let us also live with Jesus. He has risen from the dead. That's a pretty good reason, but we're going to learn a little bit more about why to accept this invitation from Jesus this morning. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This from Matthew chapter 11. This is our text for this morning, and boy, is it a doozy. Jesus speaks volumes in this short passage, and certainly at least volumes have been written by Bible scholars trying to explain it ever since. We have just passed through a season which is typically filled with invitations. We have received invitations from friends to holiday get-togethers. Family members living far away have asked us to come spend Christmas with them. There have been invitations from our children and grandchildren, and for some of you, great-grandchildren, to attend school holiday parties or church holiday plays and musicals. We have gotten these invitations by email, by text, by phone calls, and some even have come in the mail. Sometimes there's a conflict and we have to miss something to which we have been invited, and we eventually have to tell ourselves that we just can't do everything. This morning, we will focus on an invitation that may also face some competition in our lives. But the invitation is from our Lord and Savior Jesus himself. If Jesus phoned me or emailed me and said, "Hey, I have this holiday gig and I want you to come," it probably behooves me to clear all the decks and figure out some way to be able to clear my calendar and show up. He invites us to come to him, and by the very fact that his invitation is so engaging and appealing, we are assured that he will accept us if and when we accept him. His invitation to the people to whom he ministered in Galilee is also extended to us, you see. The very circumstances of his birth and the attendant events underscore that blessed assurance of his accepting us by invitation. We won't be just showing up. We have been invited. The key figures in the drama of Jesus' birth were Mary, his mother, through whom the Word was made flesh to be our Savior, and Joseph, her betrothed husband. They were not influential, prominent figures in society. Maybe you knew that. They were not rich or famous. They didn't get a fancy invitation. They were basically nobody. But through God's humble invitation, they became two of the most prominent figures in all of history. At least from when I was a kid, that's what I remember. I remember that story more than anything I learned in school. They were chosen by God because they were humble and trusting, ready in faith to be part of God's holy family and an integral part of God's plan. Then there were the shepherds, the first ones blessed to hear the good news according to the gospel accounts. Shepherds of that day were generally, rough cut figures, not exactly the people you want to invite to a fancy party, I would think. And then there were the foreigners, the Magi, remember them. They were not even from Israel, so therefore they weren't a part of the covenant at that time between God and man at all. Yet still acceptable to God and invited by God, he led them to find and worship the king when they saw the star in the east. Observe the loving acceptance Jesus gives to the crowds who throng into the countryside to hear him teach and to be touched by his power. Having compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and even feeding them miraculously, we've all heard those stories, with the loaves and the fishes. See the prostitutes and others seen as open, wanton sinners eagerly gathering around him to hear his word of truth.